WJQM, DeForest Madison. Every morning. Krista and the Morning Rush.
Try to maybe go on a second date with Alyssa, even though that
she... Where's the baby's daddy, Noah?
Yeah, I don't know where the baby daddy is, but...
Yeah, these are all, like, that's what I, you know, that's stuff I wanted.
This is 93.1 Jams.
Good morning and welcome to Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It's Wednesday. Yay. You're going to see hundreds of law enforcement officers throughout the state on a big rise today, of course, to support the Special Olympics of Wisconsin with cops on a rooftop.
It's amazing. It's an amazing event.
It is. It's super good.
I was doing a little bit of reading about it last night. So it's really cool. They've been doing it for a while now.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I had no idea about it.
Yeah. My mom was a special ed teacher. So I just always admired what she did. And she always took me out to like dances with the kids and always had a great time. So
I mean, not only is it hard to work with kids, it's hard to work with kids with special needs. It takes an extra step of patience, an extra step of kindness every day. So.
Yeah, so when it comes to electric share, we will have the lovely ladies from Gammon Road Dunkin' Donuts coming in to do some shocking. So we're excited.
Nice. Yes.
Did you set up coffee for that as well? Are they bringing coffee and getting shocked? That'd be cool.
Well, I'm going to assume if they're listening.
I mean, if you're listening right now, Shady really needs coffee. So there's that. How are you this morning, honey?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel good. I had a busy day yesterday, but...
Yeah. Although you did make a discovery. You did make an important discovery yesterday.
Oh my gosh. Listen to this. I finally got the kahunas, if I had a pair, to walk up to the chick that works at the Starbucks at Target for Aaron. This girl, I thought, hey, she would be nice to, you know, for Aaron for, I don't know, about a year.
Oh yeah.
And I had a friend with me that I actually just ran into at the moment. And I was trying to decide if I should say something. She gave me the glory to be like, just do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
So I went up to the girl and said, hi. I'm going to make myself look like a complete jackass right now. But my name is Krista. And then I went on and said, the guy I work with has had a crush on you, blah, blah, blah. And then she told me that she is very, very engaged.
What a snooty thing to say in response. I'm very engaged.
Well,
as if she's more engaged than anyone else who's engaged.
It's okay. But the nice thing is that she had on a particular name tag by the name of Chris. So I was calling her, I think, the wrong name because she Instagrammed me as a friend this morning, and that is definitely not her name.
Okay. Fair enough.
But at least I found a discovery. I will continue to search for fine women of Madison for both these fine gentlemen on the show.
Just anyone at this point.
It's the motherly thing.
Don't even have to be a fine woman, just anyone.
Also, who is fine, and we love it, Pride is happening this coming Sunday. Steve Starkey in the house. We'll be talking to him.
Good stuff. Steve's a great guy. We talked to him already once this year, so it'll be good to talk to him again and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Everything wrapping up for this weekend. So.
Absolutely. So voting happened yesterday. I saw a lot of people on social media have their little stickers on.
Mm-hmm.
It was so popular online that the internet shut down.
Really?
Yeah, it happens.
Okay.
It happens when a lot of people are trying to see who has gotten what websites go down. So a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, what is that now? How many people, how many votes did they get? But thanks to Facebook, a lot of people leaked it out. So, all right.
I mean, thank you, Facebook, I guess. Yeah. I mean, I did my voting. If I'm being honest, I actually haven't been keeping track of it.
You haven't been. But no. You went at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, no, yesterday. I went in at 4 in the morning to go vote, and then I came here, and then I went to sleep like the second I got home. I like fell asleep like that when I got home yesterday.
Yeah, I did not. By the way, Shady, I was going to Facebook message you this morning around 12 and be like, oh, the insomnia's hitting my ass today.
I was up. Could have hit me up.
Oh, I could have. I don't ever want to like do it unless I see that you're active on Messenger.
Oh, I turn my activity off.
Right. Yeah,
there's this lovely setting on Messenger where if you don't like people, you could hit turn active status off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so then nobody knows like when you're active and when you're not.
So am I one of those then? If you were up at 12? That's cool.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
She can't help that she's popular. Open-ended advice with Krista.
It's Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You know, ladies, there's always a time in our life where we need help when it comes to situations that we're like, I don't know what to do. I, for some reason, find the need like, hey, I can try to help you out with open-ended advice. And this morning, we are actually trying to help out our girl, Liz. Good morning, honey. How are you?
Hey, I'm great.
Okay, so what's going on?
Okay, so I... have been with my boyfriend for a few months now.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's really good. You know, we're great together. And just recently, he got a new place. He moved into a new apartment. And I stopped by one day, and I walk in, and sitting right out in the open on his kitchen table, he's got this vibrator.
What?
I mean, he lives alone, so it really threw me.
Right.
I asked him about it, and he said that it was what he used to use with his ex-wife.
Really? Okay.
And he, you know, he just kind of shrugged it off and laughed about it and told me it's not really anything. It's clean. It's just still there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a huge deal for me. I can't.
Well, sure. It's something
he can't let it go. I keep bringing it up. I keep talking about it, and he keeps just ignoring it like it's just not a big thing.
Okay.
So I finally just, you know, I'm doing my best to let it go. Just bite my tongue. It's, you know, haha, okay. And now all of a sudden, like, he is really hard to reach. And things have just gotten really awkward.
Wow. Okay. So let me ask you this. Did you ever have, like, an honest, sit down conversation with him to tell him, oh my gosh, this is really kind of hideous to me, and I don't like having that around. This is something that you had with your ex-wife, and I would appreciate it that is not within our relationship. Can you just get that out of here? Did you ever have that conversation with them?
I mean, that initial sighting, we kind of talked about it.
Yeah.
And I told him, you know, I told him it wasn't as small a thing as he wanted it to be, and it was bothering me.
Sure.
I never really said anything about, you know, I want it gone. I just kind of assumed he would, you know, realize that it's not okay and it's bothering me. So, and he hasn't done it.
Sure. So was this a conversation that you've kind of had with him for a while?
Yeah. Like I said, I can't seem to let it go.
Oh, honey.
You know, I've tried to recently, but it's just a much bigger deal to me than he wants it to be, I think.
Well, this is what I think. Number one, if he's now not, you know, taking your phone calls, this is how I feel. Obviously, he did not take what you asked him out of respect, that he kind of like put this out of the area so you can't see it. I don't think that's really cool. I think it's actually very disrespectful for him to be like, haha, it's really not a big deal. But it is a big deal to you. And now that he's ignoring the fact that you're even trying to get a hold of him, I think he's gone. He's one of those guys that probably, you know, if you don't play his way, he's not going to be interested in you. And unfortunately, I think that's what he's done. And but listen, if he wasn't mature enough to be in a real relationship then and get rid of something like that, because we all hold on to things in our past. And, it, you know, if someone asks you to please, you know, can you not have pictures of your ex around? If they are like, no, I'm not going. This is part of someone in my life that I want around forever. Well, then fine. That's up to you then to leave. And it sounds like he did. And I wouldn't worry whatsoever, girl, because it's disrespectful. You don't deserve to be disrespected. That's all I have to say.
Right. Yeah, I think I agree.
I mean, were you in love with him? I hope you weren't in love with him. 3 months, I know you can be.
I mean, it's just been a few months. We hadn't quite gotten to that point, but I could have seen it, and you know, until that happened.
That's right.
It was
something
I couldn't let go. So
there might have been a reason why he kept that vibrator going, because that just tells me the brother was not good in bed, probably. So he had to help all the time, and now you just can go on knowing that you're going to find a guy that you will never have to use a vibrator ever again in the bedroom.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, girl. There it is. Well, I hope that helped out, honey. Let me know if I can help out again, and I'd love to hear when your next romance will be. Not with that guy, because he sounds like a so.
All right. Thanks, Krista.
All right, honey.
Everybody was Facebook fighting. They were mean and frightening. The insults were fast like lightning. Because everybody was Facebook fighting.
Yeah! Krista in the Morning Rush on 93. 93.1 Jams. We find a lot of humor and love and passion when we go onto Facebook and we find people that don't like each other whatsoever, that they throw it out there for the world to judge.
The internet is full of hate. You gotta sip on that haterade.
That's right.
Sipping on that haterade.
Oh, that's a new one. I've never heard that before.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, that was nice. Well done. Yeah. You might want to patent that line.
No, I think that's already been done.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Well, we have one that's a threesome here, as always. They're the best. Ruby, Don, and Oscar. So, of course, we'll read this fight out word for word. And then I'm loving the fact that Ruby and Don decided to come on air, see if they can
awesome.
Hash it out.
Love it.
So nice of them.
Nice.
Love it.
I'll play Ruby.
I will play Don.
And I guess Oscar seems like an appropriate name for me.
It does. Yeah. All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. So, hey, listen, guys. When I go to the pool with my fiance, the last thing we need to see is a guy rocking a banana hammock, kissing his oily biceps. It's a public pool, dude, not Venice Beach. No one cares how many muscles you have. Just wear trunks, okay?
Who are you to judge how a man appreciates his own body?
Oh.
If you put in the work, then what's wrong with enjoying the fruits of your squats?
Very Southern Shady. Right, John. Besides, what's wrong with wearing some tight-ass hot pants? How else is a man supposed to show off his bodacious wang?
What's wrong with you two pepperoni pockets? Do you not have any decency? No one wants to see your bulges that look like you shoved a zucchini down your tidy whiteies.
Girls wear bikinis to pools, and you don't hear anyone whining on Facebook about that. It's a ridiculous double standard of body shaming.
Please, you guys don't complain about our bikinis because you're too busy drooling over our earth-shattering boobage.
If by earth-shattering you mean your tiny little ice cutters, you look like a 12-year-old boy in your swimsuit. If you're going to body shame people, better make sure your body isn't shameful.
Okay, do the world a favor and eat a whole grain gluten-free okay? All you guys are gross and should stay away from me.
Wait, how do you, babe? By the way, you should really stop harassing my friends. All we do is want to show off our bodacious stings.
I can't believe you, Oscar. You're supposed to be my fiancé, and you need to be on my side, okay?
My side has more banana hammocks.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Seriously, I really enjoyed
Gotta
that.
Mix it up.
Thank you very much for that, thoroughly. Well, this morning we have Ruby on the phone. Good morning, love. How are you?
Good morning.
Okay, girl.
I'm good.
I just have to, you know, I'm taking your side on this one. I cannot take dudes wearing banana hammocks. There's no reason for it. You need to cover that stuff up.
You don't like the banana hammock?
No. I saw
it. Right?
Girl, oh, I saw enough when I was in the Virgin Islands, and not again.
It's funny that they
no
call
need
it.
Enough for a lifetime, right?
No, right. So, obviously, though, when it comes to other people agreeing or disagreeing with you, Facebook seems to be the nice little place because, obviously, Don has an issue. So, Don, you might not understand what us ladies are trying to say here.
I'm totally on your side, Don.
If you
got it,
are.
If you got it, flaunt it.
I mean, guys, it's like, girls aren't wearing, like, trunks and stuff. They're not wearing bodysuits. So, like, why are we? Why do we have to wear, like, the big cover-ups?
Right.
You know?
Why can't you show off your goods?
So, Don,
yeah, absolutely.
What you're saying is that you're just very comfortable in one of those.
I mean, I'm comfortable. You're comfortable in, like, your bikini, right?
No, actually, I'm not comfortable in a bikini. I like a monokini. Well, once you have kids, you're like, ugh, sometimes. All right, well, I mean, I'm not here to, like, say it's not a bad idea, but obviously Ruby's just not into it. So you guys obviously have an issue going on between each other.
I mean, just... If I tell you something looks good, then run with that, man.
Yeah,
look,
right.
You know.
I don't think it's fair.
I've been
these hours of the gym. I got my body together.
Come on now, Don. You gotta listen to the girl. You gotta listen to the girl now, Don, on the advice. You know, something looks good and looks good on her.
Let's hear Don out.
What is his accent?
I don't know.
It's what he thought you sounded like, but apparently you don't.
Right.
But I mean, so how often do you go to the gym, Don? Honestly.
I mean, 5-6 days a week.
Wow.
Okay. So, you know what? I look at it this way. If you go to the gym 5-6 days a week, then you're inclined to show that off.
Yeah.
But show off your muscles.
Babe,
maybe
you look so good. Don't get me wrong. You look so good. But, like, there are ways
to look
dress that are more flattering for you than others, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like this, Don. I think Ruby will back me up. It's like a nitpick. Girls do not want to see that area of your body. We are more attracted to like your upper portion of your body. So it's the same with the banana
Thank
hammock.
You.
We want to see your body. That's we don't want to see your bulge. Okay.
It's just the trunk.
No. Girls don't want to see that. Yeah. They don't. It's so ridiculous.
The trunk is not a glamour muscle.
No, it's not. We don't want to see it. So anyway, that's just my
Don,
advice.
Next time you go to the beach, do you think maybe you can leave your banana hammock at home? Maybe. Put on some trunks.
I mean, yeah. I guess I can, but it seems silly to me. It seems like a double standard, you know?
It is, but it is. You just gotta go with it, man. Women are always right.
Are you single, Don?
Thank you.
Are you single?
I mean, there's a couple girls I'm talking to now.
Oh, okay. All right.
You just gotta...
Well, I'm just saying,
women are always right.
Well, that's true. I mean, yeah. I'm just saying, probably majority of women would rather see you maybe in a nice swim trunk, and maybe that would get you more girls. But you know what? You do what you want. Whatever you're more comfortable in.
Leave a little bit of mystery down there, Don.
I mean, what about like some little like swim trunks? You know, something
that's
like...
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. Just go with
Much
it.
Better. You're good. You're great. There you have it. That is the end of our show. We appreciate you listening in on your busy morning. So Tough Love with Siri, Keith. Thank you, Hannah, Nicole, Emma, Friends with Benefits members. Make sure you get in on that because you have an opportunity. Get your hands all over a beautiful Michael Kors purse.
Yep. And all you got to do is rate songs. You can sign up for free at madtownjams.com.
Also, we want to say that we had a great time, of course, with our friend Steve Starkey. It's all about pride. Make sure you head on out there this coming Sunday. It's, you know, acceptance, love.
I'll wave to you.
You'll wave to me?
Everyone.
Oh, you'll wave to me.
I'll be doing the parade wave thing where it's like slow wave, but not too slow.
Oh, yeah, like you're a princess?
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah, I'll be doing the princess wave.
I like that.
I hope you'll do my makeup that day, Krista.
I can try to do your
makeup. Yeah, I'm going to be in a parade. I gotta get that foundation right.
Gotta have your hair on, girl. All that fun stuff. You getting Dean, as our boy, our lucky winner of today, getting his butt on the Badger bus to go on out to Devil's Lake for an adult ditch day. We'll have that again tomorrow.
We just want you to come out and have fun with us in the sun.
Mm-hmm. Suntan, honey. Suntan.
Or swim in the lake or do what I'm going to do and go hiking.
You'll go hiking.
Just disappear into the woods for a few hours.
Why not? Do that. Also, tomorrow I'm very excited with Reality Check with my girl, Tracy Anderson. Now, she is on vacation. She will not be in the house, as they say, with Facebook Live, but we will be speaking with her on the phone. Of course, sad things that have occurred in Bethany Frankel's life and Bachelor in Paradise. My God, the newest show on TV.
Can't wait.
I could have waited for this, let me just say.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Shady? Anything else? Social media?
You can check out all of our Facebook Lives and our Instagrams up on our Instagram, 931jams, and our Facebook, 931jams. And of course, follow us on Twitter and hit us up on Snapchat at jams931. After the show, me and Krista are going to put together a video that we would like you to check out as well regarding to open-end advice with Krista.
And thanks to our ladies, of course, from Dunkin' Donuts, who came on air to talk about something very important that's going to be occurring, Cops on the Roof, this coming Friday. Carrie Murray and Kayla Leary, thank you so much. It's always a great time. And of course, helping out the Special Olympics is very much so a great cause. So do what you can. Be out today. Enjoy it thoroughly. We will be back at it tomorrow morning with Krista in the Morning Rush right here on 931 Jams.